Welcome to the world's first Straight Talk Solarcast. This is your go-to podcast for answers about solar. Brought to you by Solar Harmonics in Northern California, who invite their customers to own their energy by purchasing a solar panel system for their home, business, or farm. Each episode, we discuss questions facing people making the decision to go solar. The solutions to your questions are given to you straight by one of the leading experts in the solar industry, Jamie Duran, president of Solar Harmonics. Feel free to search our library for answers to questions that you're facing when considering solar. And now, here's Adam Duran, our host with the questions, and Jamie Duran, our solar expert with Straight Talk Solarcast.
Hello, Jamie.
Hello, Adam.
How's everything in the land of solar this week?
Well, it's going to be 109 this weekend, so we're getting lots and lots of people who are super excited to go solar. And then then they get the proposal and say, yeah, I probably should have gone solar under the NEM 2.0, huh? And I'm like, well, no better time than now to go solar. So, well, it's actually always... it won't be better than it is today is what I
always and, getting worse. Jesus.
Yeah. Well, and unfortunately, I have more a new one. News. And yeah, more good news, more bad news in the world of solar when it comes to commercial projects. So commercial projects. Yeah, I know.
I got to play it.
When
I
you hear
play
this one. Okay. What is your prediction? What is your prediction that I'm going to say?
Here's my sound effect. Or whatever the opposite of Jesus. What's PG&E got in store for us this week?
This is not PG&E. It's actually the legislature, California legislature.
All right. We vote for those people. Yeah. Sweet.
Yeah, we vote for all of them. And you know who else votes for them?
It must be PG&E and every employee.
Unions. You got it. And so
Unions.
So the California State Association of Electrical Workers and Coalition of California Utility Employees got a bill passed last year called AB 2143. And what this does is right now when you do a commercial solar project, so like say you have a building and you want us to do solar, and you don't have unlimited money, we're able to do the project at a reasonable rate where the break-even time is in the 2 to 4 years range, which is
amazing.
Really, really good. You would think it's a super no-brainer, but anyone who does commercial solar will tell you it is extremely difficult, and it has a huge, like 3 to 5 years for a commercial project from the time you first start talking to them until the time you're actually even begin construction. And so, just like your HOA project, right? So it takes a long time, even though it's a no-brainer. And these guys are writing checks to the electric company every month and, you know, willfully paying $2,000 to $5,000 a month. I can't understand it. But in any event, what this AB 2143 does is that it now requires prevailing wages for all the construction workers that, you know, that are the installers for the project.
Okay.
So prevailing wage takes the average wage is say like $24 an hour. We now have to pay our installers about $75 an hour. And guess what that does to the cost of the project?
Well, it you makes are correct. It cheaper. Of course.
Of course. So, you know, if a project with say a 2 year break even period because of the 30% tax credit and then the depreciation expense, it was 100% federal that you would be able to take 100% of the federal depreciation in the first year. Now it's at 80%, but you don't lose it. It just rolls over to the next year. And then it's 6 year for the state depreciation expense. So between those two benefits, about 45%, 47% of the project was kind of incentivized. Well, now with the prevailing wage, I mean, it's great news for our employees, except when there's no project. So if the break-even time is 2 to 4 years before prevailing wage, Then after prevailing wage, it goes, you know, the minimum 4 and probably closer to 8 years.
Wow.
Break even time. It's going to make it even tougher, much, much tougher to convince a building owner or to convince a apartment owner that solar makes sense, because most business owners don't really think, you know what, we're going to be in business for the next 100 years and we need to plan today for the next 20. Most of them, in my experience, are what is happening in the next 3 years? Because who knows what's going to happen? We might get bought out. We might go out of business. There's a million different things when you own a business. And if a building is your business, million different things that can go on that can tank it. Interest rates go out of control and now your loan payment goes way, way up. But what is going to happen with this prevailing wage thing is that it's going to price solar where it's not a consideration. And so this could mean that electricity rates for commercial projects, commercial buildings, are going to further skyrocket, which I would not be surprised. But at some point, there's no more water left in the stone. And we see this happen quite a bit where businesses just throw up their hands and say, oh, forget it. We're moving to Nevada. We're moving to Texas. We're moving to wherever. And when they move, that takes, a lot of their tenants. It takes away a lot of the jobs. A lot of the business owners end up moving as well. And maybe that's the strategy of all of this, Adam, is they don't really want people in California. And if you're considering coming to California, don't have a business. And if you do have a business, get ready you're not going to, it feels like anyway, it's getting very, very difficult to make it big, but maybe it's all structured. What do you think?
I don't credit that level of sophistication.
But then what happened? I will say, go ahead.
I do think that the unions have a very strong power to force.
Sure.
And it's a great way to force union wages, right? Or force companies to hire union employees, right?
So definitely.
Because you're going to have to use those people to do that work now.
Absolutely. And keep in mind, when it's a prevailing wage project, that's only half the equation. You then need to hire someone because you have to now report everything that these prevailing wage people are doing. And so it's a huge amount of reporting requirements that most small solar companies do not have the staff to do. And so it's in the past, a prevailing wage project was like a government project. So if you were building solar for the schools, you had to pay a prevailing wage or, any government thing, because unlimited money. But, right. And they're not really concerned about break-even time. They're concerned about savings. And that's what solar does. But these reporting requirements, probably each project is going to have 100 to 200 pages of reports that need to be filled out and submitted. And so a lot of contractors, as solar contractors I've spoken to, say, I'm not doing that. This is 15 kilowatts, which is the size of, and 15 kilowatts is like a large house, really, is about that system size. So most commercial projects, 100 to 200 kilowatts. And the commercial guys I've spoken to say, I'm not, why would I do that? A customer's never going to pay for it. Who's going to check? Well, if the project goes in as non-compliant, so not prevailing, not submitting these reports.
Yeah.
Can you guess what will happen to that project?
It won't be turned on or something crazy like that, right?
Well, similar. They will not be able to be eligible for net energy metering. And so basically, the system runs and any excess power goes back to utility. Thank you kindly. And then that's it. And so it can make sense in some instances. But in most instances, net energy metering is a really big benefit of going solar. It's definitely gone down. But it is, it's fascinating because we do have a tremendous amount of demand for solar in California, but not when it is so outrageous, you know, and it may be solar is just too good of a thing and it needed to be reined in or something. But the same contractors I spoke to who do commercial projects are now really strongly considering why. Why would we? It's already super difficult to get the go-ahead from the client. Very difficult to get approval from PG&E, even more difficult to get approval through the permit process. And now if they have to do the prevailing wage, no thanks. And so most of them are in other states, certainly not the case. Go ahead.
This all just seems to lead back to you need a lobbyist on your side, on the solar side. But everyone for so long has been like, yeah, it's a no-brainer. Solar is the future. So no one really, I mean, I know there is one that you're a part of, but obviously not stronger than as influential as whoever the backers of this AB, whatchamacallit, are.
AB 2143, and it's 2143. There is a lobby in California called California Solar and Storage Association, and just like with the NEM 3.0, they organized demonstrations and sent comments to the California legislatures, thinking, hey, you know, we're all on the same planet here, right? So that they're part saying it's we have to do this, we have to keep solar going for the environment, not, hey, this is going to make the cost of solar, you know, 40% higher. And there's, oh, sure it will. You know, you solar guys, you're always padding your, nope, we're not. It's not. It's a really competitive business. Really difficult to gain any traction on the commercial side. And it's going to be even more crazy going forward. So who knows what will happen? Maybe there'll be more incentives that come around, but the promised incentives of the NEM 3.0 in regard to battery rebates, still waiting, nothing coming our way yet. So we will see what happens, but it's a never a dull moment, as we always say in the solar world. And it is, go ahead.
What's your going to be your policy for your company about commercial projects?
It's no better time to go solar than today. And if you keep waiting, you know, if you wait 3 to 5 years to make up your mind, you know, it might be in the 8 to 10 year payback. Who knows? But at the same time, electricity rates, as I mentioned, I think are going crazy. And we talked about the income-based fixed costs that we discussed it two podcasts ago. There is no indication for that happening on the commercial side. So my prediction, commercial side is coming next for that. So So it's, again, maybe the legislature has a kind of that union mentality where yes, these are great jobs and definitely people need to be paid enough to live in California, which is great. However, at some point you can't push the market so that they just say, forget it. And now that wage that people were expecting, there's no customer. And so they see you later. And so it's and that causes layoffs, and then people are out of work and so forth. So the intention is good, that people should be paid more, for sure. It's just the solar market is much different than the world of electrical. And people need electrical, they can kind of do without solar. It definitely makes sense to go solar. But they certainly don't need it like they do need electrical. So not the same bucket. Yep.
Wow. Learn something new every week with you.
Goodness. Oh, yep. Even you have to tune in every week, Adam. So
that's just nuts. Oh my gosh.
It is nuts.
When are we going to have a podcast where the sky is not falling? Goodness. I mean,
well, that's yours.
Like I said,
the good news is that you got to get it going now. And the more you wait, the more you'll pay later on. So, Yeah. Well, and there's more electrical coming in. I talked to one company today. They have 100 of the Ford F-150 Lightning EV trucks, and they are just starting to charge them. And their first electrical bill is $20,000.
Nice.
And they said, what? What? Where did this?
Paying? They were probably paying triple that for gas before.
No, they're not paying triple that. So because it's a whole thing. All but right. Can you imagine getting a $20,000 electricity bill? I cannot. And they said, well, we got to get solar going. And then we want to collect three more bids. And they said, okay, mm-hmm. But we only have this. By the way, the AB 2143 goes into effect December 31st of this year. So that's why we're getting lots of, it's like we did last year with the NEM 2.0 expiring. The AB 2143 will be the next thing happening. So.
Awesome.
Get ready, other states. Coming your way too.
Yep. We're going to wrap it up there. Thank you for spending another short amount of your week with us and learning about the crazy world of solar. And it is something that I am always surprised, but I should not be. There's always something happening in this crazy industry. So thanks again for taking a break and sitting down, pulling up a chair and taking out your notebook and taking notes. If you have a question for Jamie for an upcoming episode, go to our Facebook page, Straight Talk Solarcast. Send us a message through there. If you want to check out a library of our past episodes stretching back years and years, go to solarharmonics.com, click on the podcast link at the top of the page, and you'll be taken to that library. If you have a friend considering going solar, this would be a great podcast to recommend to them, because even with all these changes, they will save thousands upon thousands of dollars over the life of their system. And what better friend is that? We always ask, and I never have an answer for that. So see you next time, everyone.
That's all for now. Thank you for listening to this episode of Straight Talk Solarcast with solar expert Jamie Duran. Join us each week for more answers to your solar questions. Speaking of questions, got some? Email us at solarcast@solarharmonics.com and we'll be sure to give you an answer in an upcoming episode. This episode of Straight Talk Solarcast is brought to you by Solar Harmonics, the leading solar energy developer in Northern California, who invite you to own your energy. Visit them on the web at www.solarharmonics.com.